Did I scare you?
Listening to the podcast that answers the only question that matters in horror film, did I scare you? I am your host, Jake Albrecht.
And I am his co-host and America's littlest brother, Vin.
And I'm Josh, I'm back! And,
A little late with his cue, alright.
I know, you're Josh is back on here so like currently that you should know your cues by now, Joshua.
Yeah, I should know it by now. Next time, I'll do better.
Yeah.
Well, we all pray.
Okay.
Josh, how are you doing today?
I am doing great, Jake. I am here with my two bestest friends that I will be seeing in July, and I am stoked and I am happy to be here.
All right, for those of you who haven't listened before, this is not the podcast where we make allusions to summertime plans.
Hey!
This is the podcast that what do you want? What do you want?
You're going to fucking blow over me?
Vin's here too.
Yeah, hi. I also forgot to turn off my Discord, so you might have heard a doot-doot. So that's, you know, professionalism at its best.
Vin, you don't matter. I'm season 4 co-host. Get the fuck out of here.
Damn.
We don't do seasons around here. I prefer to think of it as year 4, like Harry Potter.
Okay, yeah.
Are we that much closer to the house cup?
That's the one where Cedric gets murked.
Is that year 4? I thought, isn't Goblet fucking 5?
I don't know, man. I can't remember.
I don't... Ugh. It's Philosopher's Chamber... Prisoner of Azkaban, Goblet, Order of the Phoenix, Half-Blood Prince, and then the last fucking one.
Yeah, so it's the Goblet.
Yeah, Goblet's the fourth one.
Gets
it's the Triwizard Cup.
Yeah, that's right. My favorite.
For those of you who haven't listened before, this is not the podcast where I embarrassingly reveal my encyclopedic knowledge of Harry Potter. This is the podcast where we two brothers, and sometimes friend, switch off picking more movies in an attempt to scare the other one. Josh, you selected the movie this week. What is the name of the movie you selected?
Jake, the movie I selected this week is Pearl from Mr. Ty West, released in 2022. And it's the sequel to the big hit that was X also.
Or prequel, technically.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and... As I think previously discussed in the podcast, Ty West had to quarantine when he first got to, I believe, Australia to shoot X. And in the week that he was in his hotel room, as a lark, he more or less wrote this movie. And then Mia Goth read it, and she was like, yeah, that sounds good. A24 is fucking drunk with power, so they said, why not?
Well, I mean, like, how many bangers has that studio, like, produced that they were just like, I mean, like, you want the money? We got the money.
What, 3?
It depends on who you ask, because it's actually fairly popular these days to shit on A24, which, like, I'm not a fan of. I love A24. I'm exactly the kind of asshole that goes crazy for their shit.
I mean, this year, what, 3 movies that were high Oscar nominations with The Whale, Everything Everywhere, and, well, I would say Marcel the Shell with Shoes On was like my favorite animated movie, but you know.
I mean, I'm
that was great. Yes, Finn.
Wow, why are we like talking like this is our first time we ever done a podcast? Everything Everywhere All at Once is, you know, mine. So yeah, that movie was awesome. It's great. Fantastic. Give it all
the awards.
That was
your favorite animated movie, Finn?
No, it's just my favorite movie of like last year.
Sometimes sentences have the words on the end too, Finn. Finn, what was your favorite animated movie this year?
Of this year? I haven't seen any.
You don't see any movies really other than this podcast.
Yeah, so I mean, like, no, I didn't see that movie.
That one was a little overrated, frankly.
Ooh, shots fired. Yeah, no, you know, I started watching movies. Like, I was trying to be like, you know what? Once a night, every night when I come home, I'm going to watch something I've never seen myself to try to grow my movie knowledge. And I was doing pretty good. And then my ADHD kicked in, and I was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Then he said, I'm going to jerk off.
Yeah, the real story there is... The real story there is Vinny got a Letterboxd account and he went crazy for it for a couple weeks and then he lost interest.
That's got bored. True. That's just what I do. It's what I do with everything.
Is Vin a hobbyist?
Everywhere.
All at once. Yes. Yes. I am a...
a serial hobbyist?
Oh, I pick shit... So that's my problem is if I have no interest in it, I won't give it time. But if I have like just enough interest... I do so much deep diving and get very obsessive about it, and then I'll never talk about it ever again.
Yeah, Vinny's like a hermit crab for hobbies. He just tries them on, and he's like, is this my new home? And then eventually he sheds it and moves on to the next one.
He's like, how did I end up with 40 fucking hats?
That's more of obsession, not so much hobby. No. I there's some things that I've picked up on and have not dropped since, though. I've called them my shells, like my homes for that point. So, I mean, like, there's just certain things that I kind of dip into, and then I quickly lose interest.
Yeah,
so.
Watch out, Hartford Athletics.
No, that's not. Listen, I've bought season tickets twice, and I'm still going to. I'm going to the home opener tomorrow. In 30-degree weather, it's going to be slightly raining and cold. I'm still going. So.
And you better win.
Die hard for that. My new
No home opener.
No. I mean, you know what my new obsession is going to be? Because of the World Baseball Classic, Japanese baseball.
Oh, man. This is a week. This is a week. This is going to be 1 week, Jake.
No, I'm sure he's going to love watching the Nippon fighting hams or whatever the fuck they're called.
You got to put ham before fighting.
Of course, how fucking stupid of me.
So Jake,
fuck you, Jake. I'm a Hanshin Tigers fan, actually.
So last week you guys had a write-in question and from one of your hundreds of listeners. And it was, have you ever walked out of a movie? And I have walked out of two movies in my life. One movie I paid for, and one movie I had a ticket bought for me. The first movie I ever walked out of in my life was XXX. I was 15 minutes into the movie, and I said, this is bullshit, and I walked out.
What about it was bullshit?
Just everything.
Asia Argento hadn't even had a chance to tantalize you yet.
He jumped out of that car, and I was like, what the fuck are we doing?
That was enough for you to shut it down.
Yeah, I've never seen...
You were like, Vin Diesel can't jump. It's been proven by science.
I fucking hated that movie. And maybe it's because I loved the James Bond movie so much. I was just like, this is a fucking affront to everything.
What's the other one you walked out of?
Scary Movie 4.
Josh, more relevant question. Why'd you walk into it?
A friend bought
a
ticket.
Is that the one that you didn't? Yeah.
And he said, let's go see this movie. I was like, I'm not seeing this movie. He said, let's go see it. I'll buy your ticket. We walked in. I got like halfway through it. And I said, I can't do this anymore. Call me when it's done. I'll come pick you up.
Now, is that the one starring Red Rocket star Simon Rex?
It is. Yeah. It opens with like Charlie Sheen and Lindsay Lohan in a bed talking about winning.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Oh, it's fucking bad. It's so bad.
Okay. Yeah, no, that obviously puts it in the exact time frame where he left 2.5 Men then.
Yeah, it was real bad.
Yeah, Tiger's Blood, remember?
But I just love, I love that Vid was like, I'm not walking out of it. If I paid for it, I won't. Man, fuck that. If it's bad, I'm leaving. Fuck
Can
it.
I tell you a movie I didn't walk out of but should have?
What?
Okay. Skidamarink. I worked in a movie theater briefly. Well, yeah, no. I'm glad I stuck that out, even though I didn't like it. And I enjoyed watching the other people walk out of that. When I worked at a movie theater, there was an older guy who worked there too, and he liked me. He was like, I have a female friend that I think would really like you. And I was like, I don't know, man. And I had really wanted to stay to watch, I think, Identity, which was out that week, because I'm a big Cusack guy. Yeah. He invited his friend. She didn't want to see Identity. We got tickets for Confidence, which is basically The Sting, but, like, worse. It was fucking Ed Burns and Dustin Hoffman. It was an awful fucking movie. Anyways, before we went in, I was just talking to her casually, and I mentioned that I was 17, and she was like, that's not great for what I'm looking for. And I was like, I'm just me living my life. Anyways, 5 minutes into the movie, she was like, oh no, I'm getting a call. Hold on. And then she left, and she did not come back. Eventually, the guy I worked with came into the movie and be like, so she had to take off. So I sat there by myself, stood up in a movie I didn't want to fucking watch, being like, what the fuck happened? I didn't want to do this.
Oh, man.
And I gotta be honest, she was not worth all this trouble. She was not.
That sounds very familiar to one time I went to Warped Tour. And I made out with a random chick, and then I...
How does that sound similar? How does that sound similar?
No, wait, Jake, wait. What are you talking about? Nobody give him a chance.
God.
He's got it.
You're living your fucking beautiful person life being like, oh my God, you got stood up. That reminds me of this time I was making out with this chick. Hey, guess what, pretty boy? Go fuck yourself.
Oh God, it must suck to be you.
Your story's over.
Oh, it reminds me of when I was poor.
You let me fish.
Yeah, is that what you said to her?
No. Well, no, because like I'm young and I'm like, maybe this will continue. I followed her around and then
hold on, wait.
Part of this story's over. Don't you get?
It's getting worse though. He started following her around. This is like,
well,
getting into
she
kind of
led
territory.
Me around, and then eventually it turned into like this wasn't going anywhere fast. Then she started taking me to stages with bands that suck, and I'm like, all right, I'm out of here.
Yeah, he's like, I've seen the Blackfield Brides Bright Birds for what, the last time in my fucking life. I gotta get the fuck out of here.
I think she took me to go see The Cab, and I missed Yellow Card, which sucked.
Let's recap.
Okay.
He got to hang out with the hot
chick. I got dragged into a movie I didn't want, and I got stood up. And Vinny's like, this reminds me of a story where I made out with a girl, and then she took me bands I don't like, so I told her to piss off. Do you not understand how you're the person leaving the person in the story?
Yeah, I say it reminds me of me being the other person.
And all I went
That's
home
the twist.
All I went home with was memories of a kiss and wet fingers.
No, I didn't get wet. No, that was the point.
Disengage. Vinny, have you ever seen Pearl before?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
Josh, have you seen Pearl?
Oh, of course. It's so good.
Mm-hmm. It was great. I took chocolate covered coffee beans to mine and I loved it, but then afterwards I had a hard time sleeping.
You were like, yeah, Pearl was so awesome, and now I just gotta watch something else now.
It actually might explain my level of enthusiasm the first time I saw it. It's like, yes,
there were a lot of text.
Oh yeah, you know what? You're right.
It was.
I do remember that.
Have you guys
night.
Seen Pearl yet? You gotta go see Pearl. Have you seen Pearl?
I emailed another podcast to be like, you guys need to check out Pearl. This is a classier podcast whose name I won't even bring up, lest you leave this fine establishment.
You know what? They're not as good as you. With the thousands of listeners you guys have every fucking week, that other podcast could suck your dick.
No, thank you. Gentlemen.
What are we doing?
Do we want to name the characters in Pearl?
Pearl.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. All right, there's Mia Goth.
Pearl.
No, there's Mia Goth.
Okay, Mia Goth. Okay. Yep. Mom.
Who's Pearl?
German mom.
German mom. Oh, I was so close.
Angry German mom.
Uh-huh. Invalid dad.
Okay, yeah, we can go with that one.
Gator.
Gator. Ooh, Gator's back. I love Gator.
Yes, yeah, a little smaller, though, this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, projectionist.
Sneaky projectionist.
And sister-in-law.
These are all fine.
Well, also...
Or busty sister-in-law, if you prefer.
There's also wartime husband.
Kind of.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
I mean, he walks through the door at the end.
Right. I mean, so he's there. Now, he's important to the story.
Quick question, Jake, before this starts. Howard, is this the same person in X?
Yeah.
Okay, I couldn't remember if his name was Howard in X. I couldn't remember.
You can't remember Mia Goth in old lady makeup being like, Howard, it's been so long since you stuck your dick in me.
And he's like,
and I know, but my heart, Pearl, the star of movie Pearl.
And he's like, I can't, I'll die. And she's like, no, you won't. And then he does.
She's like, only if you get spooked after. And then Jenna Ortega's like, my face, my blown off face.
I can't get pissed
he's
on
like,
it.
He's like, wait, did somebody piss on that thing? Oh, my heart.
I'm a dance till I
is that a Wednesday thing? Because like I haven't bothered with any of that.
It is. I haven't watched it yet either.
It looks awful.
I've just seen the memes.
Just so fucking awful.
Man, I got a lot of notes.
Let's go. Let's go.
A lot of notes. It's the problem with taking notes.
Let's say you thought that would make things more fun. Little did you know.
No, I said it's better for the audience. I'd say it's better for me.
You see what you're doing to him? You see what you're doing to this man?
No, don't. Fitty.
Yeah, you millions of people that listen like every that single week.
Gentlemen, shall we go to the movies?
Let's go.
Yeah, let's
to the movies.
Let's
well,
go.
How you like that, Vin?
I haven't seen that enthusiasm in a long time. Not since my younger age.
Vin, you want to do my catchphrase since he did yours?
Yeah, let's tarry no further.
I like that coming out of your mouth, Vin. That was smooth.
Yeah.
Too fucking smooth. Don't ever do it again.
Like that sausage. Hey. City Field.
A24, baby. Swelling music. The barn where Foe McConaughey loses an eye. We open up to a picturesque setting. Chickens clucking. Like real 1940s melodrama title cards here.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, like a little.
Yeah, and then Gonzo comes out of the sidewall.
Gator! Gator!
Is that what gators sound like? They just scream their name.
They go, Gator roll! Gator roll! Farmhouse establishing dolls! Mia Goth getting ready. It's olden times, and she's young now. Get on board, people.
Deal with it.
She imagines the lights coming up for a dance routine. Door opens. A severe mother! She asks in German where she found that old dress. Take it off and feed the animals in the barn. She's in a farm girl outfit now. Farmer's daughter, question mark?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
She goes out to the barn. She tells the cow to eat up and she tosses some hay in there. Then she says, someday you'll never see me again because I'm special.
I take offense to that voice. As a southern man.
Why?
As a southern man,
what's
I'll take
the matter,
offense
Josh?
To that voice.
Let me tell you something there, Josh. No, yeah. Simple folk down here in the South, we all sounded like a this.
Now I declare that Mia Goff, while she is a very attractive woman.
I say my boss at work, because there's a guy that works with us that talks like that, and I did an impression of him where I'm like, well, I'll tell you what, I am more nervous than a woodchuck at a rattlesnake picnic. And now my boss brings it up, like, apropos of nothing.
Oh, fuck.
Be like, what are they serving at this rattlesnake picnic?
It looks like I might be on the menu.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Lord.
I'm gonna be special.
She grabs Chekhov's pitchfork and sticks it in the ground. A goose comes in and Goth is not happy.
She's like, what are you doing here, Mr. Goose? And he's like, honk.
Her and this goose, they have fucking history.
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah, that's gonna be the prequel of this movie.
That goose was...
It's gonna be like, what's that game where the duck fucks with everyone?
Goose game.
Duck goose?
Oh, yeah, that's probably what it is. It's probably like, that fucking goose, he stole my keys yesterday.
I know this goose. I've seen this goose.
Mia's like, what are you doing here? And he's like, honk, honk.
She's like, what'd you say about my mother? Honk, honk, honk.
Oh, that would not stir her up then.
Oh, that's a good point.
You said my dancing shitty?
She menaces him. Anywho, she menaces it with the pitchfork and kills it.
Yeah,
that'll teach you to go where you don't belong.
Yeah.
And she tossed it in the lake for the gator. I looked it up and gators live 30 to 50 years, so... Let's presume the grandmother gator.
This is Granny Gator.
Well, actually, that makes sense because, like, later we find eggs, so.
Yeah, there you go. Title card, 1918, peeling some vegetables. German mother thinks Goth indulges too much foolishness. German mother tells her to put the corn in the water and fetch father. She checks the mail. On the newspaper, Spanish influenza is in the news. Goth is excited that the war might be over, but German mother's like, I don't want to hear about dead Germans tonight. Like, boy, good thing she killed you before World War II, otherwise you would have gotten up to some stuff.
Oh, man.
I miss motherland. Wait.
No, that's Russia,
but... fatherland? Well, what's
what? Like, you have to admit that Berlin is cleaner now. You're like, German mother, no! Father is in a wheelchair, and Goth wheels him downstairs. Goth chows down on some corn, but German mother's like, father first. She goes ahead and shovels some mush in his mouth.
He's like,
that's a good one.
Fairly accurate impression, actually.
Yeah, not bad, right?
Uh-huh. You want more of it?
It's funny because he's almost making the face behind him.
You know, Vinny, maybe it was a mistake to make our brand, like, really off-putting noises.
What are you talking about?
Because both of us have committed to that pretty hardcore.
With the tens of millions, you know? Listeners...
I think that's we figured something out after we after we watched Skinamarink is that people are into ASMR type shit, man.
Clearly not. Goth reads a letter from her husband. She's like, he's coming home. Husband is not having a good time at war and would like for it to end now.
You know what? I'm not having a good time out here. They're shooting bullets at me. It's not fun.
Was that or was that not the gist of the letter?
Dear wife, war sucks. Send stamps.
Like, I'm sucking on bullion cubes in order to march more. This fucking blows.
Have you seen All Quiet on the Western Front?
I hated that fucking movie.
Dear wife, it's just like that movie. Go to the theater and see it. Don't have sex with the projectionist.
How you take a book that's like the biggest, like, let's not glorify war ever, and be like, what if they had like a guitar rock stick, so it's like da, da, da. Like, wouldn't that be fucking sweet?
Oh, don't it. You want to join the army? Come on.
It's fucking worst adaptation of that book possible. Anywho. We see she's reading this to her father in the bathroom, but she's naked.
Ooh.
Yeah, but
she gives her father a little more morphine. Then she's like, I'm going to stop by the pictures. Then she gets to the bath. She says, all the best dancers in the pictures now be one day. Then she starts kicking water up. What do we think Dad's thinking in that chair there?
No, his brain still works.
So hot.
It's his daughter.
I mean, you know, they're down south.
Man, they're building it different now.
I used to own this car. The new model is great.
Exactly. What are they putting in the food these days?
Yeah. Or more, it's like, this morphine is good.
She starts kicking in the bath, and mother comes in, and Gus like, I didn't want to waste the hot water. Now mother wants her to cover her face in town because of the influenza. She bikes into town. She gets more morphine for 2 bits. And she masks up to go to the theater. We've all lived it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
what
I texted Jake. I asked him. I was like, was this filmed in, like, the pandemic?
Yes.
So, yes. I'm like, what a fun way to, like, tie that into this movie.
I'm not going to lie. I like the I like that also. Jake, what was the movie that you masked up to go see? The first one that you masked up to go see back in the theater?
Nobody was my return.
Nobody. My return to the theater where I had to mask up was Tenet.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, so you went pre-vaccine.
Yeah, man. I really had to see that fucking Nolan movie. Wah!
Yeah, no. The 2 weeks from the day I got vaccinated, I went to the movie theater. I was like, this is all I've waited for. That, like, back when you weren't allowed to, like, sit next to people,
yeah.
Which was awesome.
those were the days.
Yeah, no. Where, like, the first time they played, like, the Nicole Kidman ad, I was, like, crying in the theater. Like, it is a magical place.
Fuck you.
Yeah,
it's like heartbreak feels good in a place like this.
Heartbreak feels good in a place like this.
Yeah, no, there's also, like, I'm getting over it now, but there was that period for a year where you went to the movies, if people coughed in there, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Get out now.
You're a fool. You're a fucking fool to be here. You're going to kill yourself to go to movies. What an idiot.
It's this. Seeing the light come on in the middle of a movie, that's what kills me. Seeing a phone light come on because they're looking at their phone. I'm like, you're not your fucking house.
Yeah, it's funny how that people didn't catch on to that right away. Like, oh, yeah, fuck, I'm back out in public again.
Oh. I feel like there's less old people talking in movies, probably because they all died of COVID.
Hey-o! Influenza!
Back
Anyways,
to the movie.
People are getting obliterated in the war on the screen. And then it's a dancing girl picture with an old-timey song. She leaves the movies and ducks into the alley to read the program.
Wait,
and a dapper man steps... No,
What's important to this scene... is as she's watching it, she lets her mask down for a second, and then takes a sip of that morphine.
Oh, yeah.
It's not that important, but okay, Finn.
I mean,
yes, that happens.
It's not normal.
Eh.
What do you mean? A little bit of morphine. Why not?
It's a little bit of morphine between mom and dad, or daughter and dad.
We all like to get high and go to the movies. That's how I saw Jackass 4. I'd say mixed results. Anyways, She ducks in the alley to read the program, and a dapper man steps out of the theater. He asks her if she enjoyed the picture and offers her a cigarette. Then he says, "I don't have the bug." Which I'm like, that's going to have way different connotations 70 years from now, dude. Then she tells him she likes dancing. He tells her she's pretty enough to be a dancer. Wink. Then he's like, "Why don't you come in and watch the second movie for free?" He's the projectionist. She says, "Thanks, but she needs to go back home." He says, "Wait here a minute."
And my husband told me not to have sex with a projectionist.
He's like, "Do you say that specifically? How did he, he probably heard about me. Fuck."
He wrote it in the letter that he sent me.
Yeah, when he asked me for stamps.
He's like, "War sucks. Send stamps. Don't fuck that guy at the movie theater."
Yeah, I imagine when he ducks in, he's just ushering another war wife out. She's like, "That was a great Melies picture." He's like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was a bullet right to your face, too. Am I right?"
Yeah.
Old-timey movies. Anyways, he comes back out and he cuts out one frame from the film for her, and she's like, "Won't that fuck up the movie?" And he's like, "Nope." It's 24 of those in a second. One's not going to miss.
You won't even notice
it. And he's like, "There." And then he's like, "It's admirable you're taking care of your family, but you need to take care of your own needs, your own sexual needs." She's like, "Wow, that's one to think on."
Yeah, maybe I should do something on the way about home. On the way home.
On the way home, the frame blows out of her pocket and goes into the cornfield. She goes to look for it. No such luck. She gets jump-scared by some crows and reaches a clearing. She peeps the scarecrow and goes up to get a better look at him. Then she's like, "How about a dance?" She tosses him on the ground. She picks up his hat and puts it on. Then she dances around with him with her eyes closed. Then she kisses him. Then she kisses him real hardcore,
yeah,
with a lot of tongue.
A whole bunch of tongue.
She's a little, she's getting really into fucking kissing him. Then she stops.
Yeah, what does she see when she stops, Finn?
I'm married!
Yeah, but for a second, she sees the projectionist's face. That's what makes her shout it.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, she goes way hard. She's like, "I'm married!"
Yeah, but then she does a 180, and then,
That's not what you call it when you straddle someone.
Well, that'd be reverse cowgirl then, right?
No, that's just regular cowgirl.
If it was a 180, it'd be a reverse cowgirl. She does... She's a dead 0 degree on this. She just gets right on top.
She just goes right into my favorite position.
Hey, I mean, you know, one of my favorites, too.
Yeah, we're 3-for-3 on that one.
Bam!
Up top.
She does, like, shush fingers to the scarecrow that starts gyrating.
Yes, she does.
Then she moans to the heavens.
Yep, you dirty bird, frightener.
So she came.
Then her moans scare the... Her moans scare the crows away either, so yeah, there's more than one way of getting She rides home, I imagine, with just like a real mess in her pants.
Oh my God.
Mother is chopping wood, asking what took her so long. Because, like, you know, you should come quicker than that. Also, she hates the hat, because it might have germs and lice. And she's like, it's time to clean father again, too. So Goss bathing him up and telling her father about the movie. And I hope he likes this kind of talk, because he's got no choice.
Daddy, you want... I saw the most handsomest scarecrow on the way home.
Please kill me. Then she pinches his thingy real hard. Then she starts fucking with his face. And she's like, are you even still in there? Then she gives him choking him a shot just to see how it feels.
And he's like, oh, fuck you. Squeeze harder.
I find this weirdly attractive.
Kick choking. Show feet. Show,
show feet. Show feet.
Hey, who? German mother does grace at the table, then asks for the remainder of the money. Goth says she got hard candy for the ride home. Well, you get no dinner then. Goth gets up to bed, and German mother's like, I have not excused you. Please watch me eat this shit.
Nope.
Their mom's like, you need to be more careful, because we're German, and there's only two of us working now. Which is the same thing I say to my brother when we record every week.
You're German? There's only two.
We are German, actually, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Albrecht? Oh, come on.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
You fucking kidding?
We're Austrian.
Tight.
That's... Firstly, that's not better. He was the main one.
Oh. We're pre. We left first.
We came before that, 1800s. Yeah. Anyways, no more fantasies. Mind your responsibilities. You're excused now. Hope that lecture tasted good.
Yeah, you can eat your food
she
in the morning.
Praise God. Yeah, she does say that. She's like, whatever's left, you could slop up.
Which is how I feel some nights when I get home from work, and I'm like, I'm too fucking tired to eat dinner.
Yeah, man, that reminds me of the time I made out with this chick.
And I was too...
She praised to God... And then she was like, you would eat this in the morning. You know what they're like? Hey, she prays to God to ask to be a big star. But up in heaven, he's looking up how to stop war and plague in a real dusty old book.
He's like, I got other things on my mind, sweetheart. I'm sorry.
He's like, this is not going well.
Oof, we really have a trouble here, huh, God?
Next morning, cow milking, a car engine. It's some fancy-looking ladies. Blonde comes to see Goth with an umbrella. Goth likes her dress. Blonde says, I haven't been out much because of the flu. But they brought food. These are the in-laws. Blonde thinks husband should have skipped the war, but husband is stubborn and defies his family. German mother won't take the pig they brought, so mother-in-law puts it down on the porch. This starts a pretty great runner.
Yeah, I agree. Like, keep your eye on that pig because it's there for a while.
It's pretty much the bellwether for Mia Goth's mental health.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, the worse the pig gets, the worse things are getting for her.
Man.
It's almost that's why like you're mental here. Health makes you neglect things to the point where they seem horrifying eventually.
He's the smart
Anyways,
one.
Anyways, Blonde has a secret. What's that, Josh?
I said, you're the smart one.
That's my brand.
He's the smart one. I'm the pretty one.
Yeah. I have theories on movies, and Vinny made out with some chick and then left her somewhere.
And I'm a plucky sidekick.
But he didn't get to watch him do Ocean Avenue. There's a place on Ocean Avenue. Vinny made out with chicks and left them there. Kissing all day, sneaking out all night.
If I could find you now, my fingers would get wetter.
There's a band over there that sounds a lot better.
That was great.
Blonde has a secret. There's a dance audition for a holiday show that will tour 7 cities. Blonde is auditioning. Goth wants in too. Let's keep it a secret.
Don't tell mama.
In-laws have three more pigs to drop off. This was another real like pandemic thing of like dropping off the food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Goth gives the cow a keys. Now, Goth gets her scarecrow hat and program out of a hiding spot and imagines herself as a dancer. Later, she's up in her bedroom sneaking a peek at her mother's outfits to find one that'd be best for a dancing audition. German mother comes in, but Goth ducks into her room. German mother calls, but Goth keeps hiding, blah, blah, blah. She gives her outfit a good look, hat included. Alright, she's sneaking out that night, climbing the roof and trellis. She's biking in the night, which seemed kind of risky to me.
Yeah, including in the South. No way.
What? I just mean because you can hit a rock. What are you talking about?
Never mind. Her complexion, I mean, she's fine out there.
That's what I was going to say, too. They're
the
like...
The only danger there is for any man that encounters her of a certain complexion.
That's true.
There's a lot of sad stories that start that way.
Yeah, where it's just like, well, howdy, ma'am. And then it turns into,
like, you didn't see Till.
Yeah, you in the wrong town, son, when you said hi to them pretty white ladies.
You know what he meant when he said, can I have candy? And we're like, I put the 5 cents up. You know what I meant. Enough about the horrible racist history of this country. She knocks out the projectionist door. He's surprised to see her. He leads her through the back to the his room. He's got a bed set up next to the projector. He pours Gotham himself a drink. He's like, why are you here? She tells him about the dance audition. She's nervous about it. He says, you can fuck anyone if you want it bad enough. She's like, what? He said, you could do anything if you want it bad enough, is what I meant.
You can fuck anything that you like.
She wants to watch the dance movie again, but he's like, I got a special movie I picked up in France just for you.
Uh-oh.
Hell yeah.
And she's like, do you live here? And he's like, I don't live anywhere. I'm bohemian. And she just says quietly, I don't know what that means.
And then he goes, Figaro, nice little... Figaro.
Magnifico!
I'm just a poor boy.
From a poor family?
Yep.
he just says, it means I do what I want, lady. He fires up the projector. It's the 1910s version of Bang Bus, basically.
The bus is coming.
No, the Bang Bus.
Bang Bus, man.
Not
the Six Flags commercial.
Well, no, that
unless we
on.
Watched a way different.
I mean,
a way different commercial. No,
it's pretty obvious,
like, basic...
that dude is getting those people on that bus for a good time. So.
It's a silent movie where a couple of ladies are on the side of the road, and then a guy stops, and he's like, do you want a ride? They say yes, and then he ends up fucking him. It's basically Bang Bus.
Jake.
It's a Vinny story as old as time.
I know Bang Bus. I know Bang Bros. I know Brazzers. I know all that shit.
All right, Cat in the Hat, what else do you know?
Now I'm thinking of a Cat in a Hat book where he just names off all the porn sites. Y'all familiar with Fake Taxi? That's one of my favorites.
Those always bum me out. Hey, once you're like, oh, you're like fucking stranded, so you need. It's like, why would I jerk off to this?
No, they use it like a.
Why would I want to put myself in a position where you're like, oh yeah, you're in a place of need and I'm taking advantage? Like, that's a fucking bummer.
They're all porn stars that he picks up, though. So it's like, come on.
I've told you before, my favorite porn would be if they were like, you were really funny at a party. Hooking up for me is basically like Guitar Hero, but with jokes, where it's like, if I hit 4 in a row.
Great combo. Oh,
fuck.
Right? Star. If you miss on one, though, it's over. You gotta start from the bottom again.
And then the porn just starts booing you.
And it makes that kunk. It makes that kunkin' noise. Kunk.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be like Guitar Hero if the song left with someone else at the party. Probably Vinny.
Yeah, probably. And then I'd leave them.
You're like, oh, where's yellow card? All right, she's like, is this legal? And she looks not uninterested in it. And he's like, not to film it, but it will be someday. And he's like, people love to see it. It's reality. And she's like, I don't like reality. My life sucks. He's like,
That's really sad.
And she's like, all right, I have to leave. And he says, oh, she's like, one day my father will be dead, and then I'll get to do what I want. And he says, it might be too late then. She's like, if only they die.
Yeah.
He says, what's that now? She says, oh, nothing. Yeah, then she's like, it's nice to talk to someone. I'm so lonely. I think I'm getting strange. Then he tells her she should go overseas after the pandemic is over. The arts are more alive over there. So bohemian, just like now, still means pretentious.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. She thanks him for hanging out, and then she's biking back to the house. When she gets home, she can hear her mother crying. She sneaks down the hallway to find out what's up. She peeks in the door. That's a sad mother, all right.
That's a sad mother.
Mama, why are you crying?
That's your German accent?
Yeah. Mama, mama me, why you cry?
Just because they were both fascists doesn't mean they sound alike.
Oh, yeah.
Be like, it's a me,
Mario.
German guy.
It's a me, Mama a mia.
Oh, no. I'm going to win. Oh, God. We have so much left.
I'm going to murder you.
That's
accidentally
later.
Accidentally scrolled back up, too. Uh-oh.
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 Germs. Hat.
Whoa, German. Whoa.
Projectionist.
Yellow card.
Oh, Lord. Okay. The next day, she wheels father out to the grounds as German mother watches from the window. She takes him down to the gator pond and calls the gator, and dad stirs a little. She's like, Dad, I'm leaving soon, and I would feel a lot better if I wasn't abandoning you. If you catch my drift as the gator gets closer.
Oh!
Yeah, Finn, what does he say?
Help! This isn't as sexy as it was in the bathtub.
Kick the water.
Show me your feet. If I'm gonna die... Show feet.
Last thing she'll show. German mother interrupts and asks her what she's doing. Just talking to daddy, of course. Goth asks German mother what she hates her. She just wants what's best. German mother wheels father back up to the house. Goth looks for the gator and finds a nest. And Brittany Snow's grandmother suddenly gets an awful feeling.
Although she misses it, so.
Goth goes to the barn and hides one of the eggs. Then the cow gives her shit on the way out. She's like, stop staring!
Mia, you know what? Her crazy is fucking fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she dials it up, like, perfectly.
That whole, like...
As she starts diving.
Stop staring at me, cow!
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, have you guys seen the infinity pool yet?
No.
No.
She's a fucking whack job in that, but with her British accent, so it's like... It's kind of even more fun.
I need to watch
it. It's a lot like, James! A lot of like, she's fucking nuts.
Oh, I can't wait. I need to watch it. That's Baby Cronenberg, right?
She would be a way better Harley Quinn because she seems actually insane.
Oh.
Don't put that in my head.
Fuck,
man.
I want that. I want that.
I know.
All right. Goth imagines her husband coming home and then she squeezes the egg, imagining him blowing up. Thunderstorm! Dinner! German mother pulls her dancing program out of her pocket. She says, you need to eat in the bunkhouse till we know you aren't ill.
But it's cold out there, German... mama.
Oh, I like this. Can we reenact the scene?
Cold. It's cold out there,
Jake,
mama.
Jake, you're the German mother. Josh, you're going to be Mia Goth.
Okay.
I don't know enough German to do German mother.
Don't worry. You could just do the German accent.
Yeah, I'm not good at that either. Sprachen Sie Deutsch. Yeah.
Yeah. You're stupid, incident girl. How could you be like this?
I'm going to freeze my little boobies off.
Can I think of any beer fest lines?
You stole it. It's a recipe.
The five best German beers are Hagenschlagen, Schlagenregen, Sozenfeigen, Ragenfegen, and Wundbecks. Goth has big ideas for something more than this. German mother's like, how do you come to view this life as beneath you? We sacrifice so much for her. Goth's like, if I'm destined to stay here, so be it. But I gotta take my shot to find out if I'm capable of more. Goth's like, you don't even know what I'm capable of. German mother's like, you're a fucking freak who does weird stuff, and I see it all the time. You won't be able to hide it from other people. You know how much goo I cleaned off that scarecrow?
I saw you fuck that scarecrow, and let me tell you something. I couldn't sleep for weeks.
I do the laundry in the house. You think I wasn't going to notice?
You killed the fucking goose.
You should have burned those pants.
You killed that fucking goose, and he just honked at you.
Oh, you somehow sent away for gator eggs and put it in our lake. We live in Texas. Gators don't live here.
Your dad keeps asking me to show him my feet.
Where does he get that from? I got gross feet.
He was always into elbows before. It doesn't make sense.
Elbow.
He'd be like,
one for the road. German
mother says, you're going to pick up some weird disease. Look what it did to your father. And I'm like, he didn't have a stroke? And I'm like, shit, is that polio?
Polio?
Is that what it looked like before the vaccines?
Guess so. You know what? I guess that would make sense, right?
Yeah, was it polio?
I'm like, damn, do you go to day camp with FDR?
FDR made it out, though.
Oh, too soon. Too soon.
Barely. All right, she tears up the program and says, you can't leave this farm. German mother says, you don't know about disappointment. I'm supposed to have a husband.
Yeah.
He's a dick.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah, she's just like, I was supposed to be his wife. Not his mother, and I'm like, oh, burn. Look at your useless ass.
Yeah, and then I looked over at my wife to make sure she didn't react to it.
Yeah, because now I'm thinking to myself, oh, fuck, what if that happens to me someday? You know what? I don't even have to be an invalid. It's already, like, kind of out there like that.
Vin, anytime you stop moving for 2 seconds, I try to smother you. I'm like, well... He's just a shell of the person he used to be. And you're like, what are you doing?
Now I'm very afraid of our trip later.
Like, good night, sweet prince.
Josh, you're going to look out for my body at night, right?
Yeah, sure.
He's going to join me. He's gonna kill me, too.
One of us.
German mother grab... Anywho, German mother grabs a knife and she's like, is this what you want? You want me to kill your father, huh? So we can all be free? I mean, that actually might work.
I mean, it's the 1900s. I don't think forensics are going to catch her.
Yeah, because she's
got a gator out back.
That's true, too.
Toss her in the gator.
Yeah, because she's just like, well, just kill your father and go to your, like, we'll go to your dance recital and everything will be hunky-dory. Can I just say... The scene's pretty fucking crazy. It's awesome. I love it.
What do you want me to do? Kill your father? Sell this ranch? Get a bunch of money? Go somewhere? Be happy? Live a good life? Marry a new man? Get dick? Like,
Then as she's listing it off, she's starting to be like...
She's like,
yeah,
buy a ticket back to Germany? Go where I could be?
Exactly.
With my family again? Leave behind this awful, awful land? Probably do Nazi shit in 30 years.
Yeah, she gives off those vibes.
That she does it. That she does kill him, and then she walks out of the house.
Yeah. In a way, Pearl's a real hero for killing her, to stop her from doing Nazi shit. Yeah.
She's definitely not JoJo's mom.
No, but that's how Pearl prevented Dachau.
All right, then she stabs the table, and she's like, listen... You think you feel disappointed? Imagine how I feel every time I look at you.
Oh, burn. Sick burn.
She's like, you're going to fucking flop at this audition. I know. So you know, get ready for that. And Goss like, I just don't want to end up like you. Then German mother slaps her across the face. Then Goss screams, I hate you! Then slaps her back. And German mother's like, you're not better than me. She's like, damn, isn't this what it always comes down to?
Sick they're, burn.
There's just wait.
Even sicker bird. Goth pushes her into the fire.
Sick bird.
And she goes up like Gabriel. Yep. And she goes up like Gabriel Byrne in Hereditary. It's like, oh,
really sick bird. And
she's, yeah, it's just like, ooh, the burn.
Goth's like, I'll put it out with this boiling water.
She said, you smell that, mama? It ain't the pig.
You smell that cooking.
Oh, boy. German mother's burnt to shit. Goth opens up the basement and drags her down there. Then she leaves her dad at the table and runs to the projectionist and makes out with him. Fade to black.
I love that her mom's head just bounces off the stairs.
Donk, 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 donk.
It's so good.
She's like, nothing but net. Have they invented basketball yet? All right, Goth is getting applause from a very masked audience, but her father and her husband are there, and her mother with a mask on. Her mother takes her mask off to reveal a fucked up, like burnt up face.
But she's smiling.
Yeah, like kind of the same way the blonde was in Cabin Fever when she lost her face.
Oh yeah. I was gonna say like Harvey Dent and fucking The Dark Knight.
Goth wakes up in the projectionist bed. Her nipples are also awake. She runs over to get her clothes on. He asks her what she's doing. She has to practice for her dance routine. I mean, come on, we all noticed, right?
And he's like, wait, 1 second. Come over here for 1 second. Then he flicks those nipples. He's like, yeah.
I mean, I don't know how you can wear those, like, pantaloon, like, underpants that she was wearing and still have an ass that fat. Like, it's so good.
Oh, dear. This so crossed good. The level I'm comfortable with. No, thank you. He tells her she forgot her top hat, and then he gives her the smooches. Then he has to drive her home. She should really think this one through. She sees a soldier on the way back, but he has a mask on, and he's like, do you know him? And she's like, I can't tell. Then he pulls up on the house in his Model T, I assume.
Top line car of the century.
It comes in any color you want, as long as it's black.
Get black rims and the black tires. Still...
Brown trim.
Anything else about the car, gentlemen?
No.
And it's got a black mirror, too. Black mirror.
And a fresh white interior.
Anything else, Finn?
Cup holders.
They definitely did not have cup holders back then.
You know what? Yeah, you're right. That's
you
exotic.
Know they didn't have windshield wipers, so no, they didn't have cup holders. You don't know seatbelts.
Well, the cars didn't go fast enough to really need seatbelts, I guess.
They went fast enough.
Trust me, it's going to go fast enough later. So?
All right, the door is still wide open. She tells him to wait there. The pig is still on the porch from a couple days ago. The dad is still by the table. God is like, ooh, sorry, daddy, but you have to admit, baby was horny.
So she puts
and she wheels him into his room and says, I'll clean you later. I got company. Then she gives him a little morphine to forget about the whole mother killing thing. Projectionist notices the pig on the porch with all the maggots, and he's like, there's something wrong with this picture.
Am I in danger? Is basically what he's thinking.
He's like, the sex is great, too great, crazy girl great, I might be in trouble.
Yep.
Been there.
Father is sitting at the table. Projectionist keeps the hat off, and he says he's pleased to meet him. Then she brings him upstairs and starts giving him the smooches. She's like, I want it off this farm forever. He's like, oh, it's not so bad. And also, he's crazy uncomfortable. Something starts dumping in the other room. And he's like, shouldn't you go check on that? And she's like, no. Then he gets up and she's like, please don't go. And he's like, what's the matter with you? And she gets very chastised. And it's like, nothing.
Yeah, then like, as he's about to, like, take off, she's like, did I do something wrong?
That's later, Vin.
Oh.
That's in the barn.
Oh, yeah. Right.
First, he goes downstairs and finds the dinner still on the table. Goth jump scares him. Then she says, the dog made a mess while I was away, so I put him in the root cellar. This explains everything. Let's go to the barn.
Yeah. I want to show you
she
my
cows. She
takes
him out to the barn. She's like, we used to have more animals, but they all died. And he's like, oh, yeah. What's the dog's name? She's like, we don't have a dog. And he's like, the cellar dog? And she's like, he's like, I better get going.
Stupid Mia Goff.
He's like, you gotta practice those dance moves.
Yeah.
And he gives her kind of a chase kiss on the cheek. And he goes to leave, and that's when she's like, did I do something wrong? No. No, baby, no way. And she's like,
you got
going. What did you see? And he's like, I didn't see anything, but boy, it sure sounds like I should have now.
Yeah, like, uh-oh.
And she's like, you're lying. I feel things deeply. I can tell.
Uh-oh. Big uh-oh. Like,
when will I see you again? Aren't you taking me to Europe? And he's like, after one fuck?
She's like, oh, I don't see a ring on it, so a no.
Then she flips the shit out. Oh, she's like, why are you leaving? What's wrong with you? Where are you going? And he's like, you're scaring me. Then he goes to the car like, fucked another crazy war. That's life in the country for you.
He's like, back to the movies for me to hide in the darkness.
Time to move on to Houston.
Looks like this town's starting to get stabby. Speaking of which,
yep.
Somebody's picked up Chekhov's pitchfork. And she tells him, I'm not staying on this farm. Nothing's going to keep me here.
Except she delivers it, like, super crazy mode. Then she takes the Goose Slayer and then fucking nails him with it.
Yep. The Goose Slayer?
That's right. The Rural Trident.
Oh, she had a trident and she threw it at him? Oh, man.
Yeah, then she pulls him out of the car and stabs his head for good luck.
Yep.
Brent,
then she stomps
you get that
it
trident?
In too. She's.
You know what, fellas? She scared me too.
Things have definitely jumped up a notch. She goes to the cellar to check on her mother, who is burnt but still alive. Goth is unmoved. Goth is getting the bath ready for father, and she's just covered in blood. He's shaking his chair because. It's just him and this psycho now.
This is
and Goth's like, I really wish you wouldn't look at me like that. Then she gets in her spiffy red dress and she's like, what do you think, Dada? And he's like, more feet.
More feet. Kill me.
He cries. Then she grabs a pillowcase off the bed and she's like, well... thanks for everything. I know you'll look down at me proudly. Smother, smother, smother.
So long,
and he's
thanks
like,
for all the fish.
And he's like, yes. Finally.
Sweet release.
Then Goth.
Yep.
Goth shoves the projectionist in his car into the lake. The gator is into it. She rides into town. Auditions today. Sister-in-law says she's been nervous. Goth has her suitcase packed for when she gets the part. Sister-in-law's like, they're only taking one girl per town. And Goth's like, it has to be me. Sister-in-law's like, well, you didn't mean to say that. And Goth's like, it absolutely 100% has to be me.
Yeah.
I will be wanted if I don't get out of here.
Yeah, I need this. I'd like, you don't understand. All right, I gotta get out.
Yeah, she's like Justin Timberlake from NSYNC, and she's like, it's gonna be me.
All right, can I say what I like about this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I like, because it's a Ty West movie, and he does all the horror stuff, that he stops to give us a five-minute scene about how horrifying it is to audition.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, everyone's, like, nervous to go in and everything, and we've seen how Mia Goth handles disappointment, and yeah. It's not good.
Yeah, like, can't possibly, like, if these people knew, they'd be like, we gotta say yes, we have to say yes.
So you're just, like, building tension to be like, oh my god, what's gonna happen when she goes in there?
Well, she trades places, too, with her sister-in-law, so it's like...
Pretty great, too, because her sister-in-law is, like, really nervous, but, like, Goth is all business. She's just, like, staring forward, like, you've come here to dominate, and that's what we're gonna do.
It's like American Idol type shit up in here.
like yeah. Yeah, KG, game six.
So, yeah, after they switch places, the sister-in-law's like, you're a really good friend. And then Goth stops to be like, we are good friends, right? Sister-in-laws stick together, right? Like, especially if it came to murder.
And she's like, what?
What?
Huh? It's my turn to go in. Here we go.
Oh, okay. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
All right, so good luck. Goth is ushered in. She's directed to the stage in slow-mo. There's a four-panel judge table set up. She hits the X-Bot. Hey, that's the other movie. She gives a slow nod. Then she gives her dance, which is very inappropriate. So she goes from, like, fucking, like, Michael Jordan staring down Clyde Drexler till he cries into, like, yeah, it's a happy face dance and all around.
Oh, jigging wah, around it, womp, 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 flap a dance, and then the curtains, like, pull out. And weird
shit. Yeah, because now we're in her fantasy, where she has a bunch of backup dancers that are World War One soldiers. There's just explosions going off in the background.
Yeah.
And fireworks. And everybody's applauding her and she's blowing kisses. And then we're back to reality. She gets a curt thanks, but it's a no for me, dog.
Yeah, then Simon's like, dreadful, awful. Wouldn't
no, say.
Paul's like, Dave, what? Morphine. Give me morphine. Give me.
She's drowning.
Give it to me.
She's drowning in a cat bowl full of morphine. Just.
She's like, it's the only way I could see MC Scat Cat.
Two steps forward, two steps back. You are a lady and I am a cat.
We go together because I persist a train.
Putting pussies in pussies, it's a natural fact. Anywho, she's like, this is the best dancing I've ever seen. He's like, yeah, that's nice, but we already have some brunettes and we just need a blonde, so. Goth can't believe it, so an old lady goes to take her off stage, and she sees burnt German mother at the table being like, Fritzo.
You God's lose. Like,
I can make it better. Give me one more chance. I'm a star. And she starts screaming, I'm a star. I'm a star. And she's crying out loud outside. Well, that's what she does, right?
Yes, you're
I'm
right.
A star.
It's just so funny.
I'm a star.
It's just the way that Jake says it is the funniest part. It.
Yeah.
I'm a star! Starscream! Starscream approaches her. It's very windy. Goth is just wailing away, like, going like,
she's so good, though.
She is.
His sister-in-law's like, can I take you home? They get there, and the pig is turning black and even more covered in maggots. And sister-in-law's like, is that our pig?
Oh, wait a second.
Who else's pig would it be?
She's like, gosh, should I fetch your mother? And Goth says nothing, but is probably thinking, I don't think you could lift her all the way up the stairs.
With your little frame, I don't think you could do it.
Unless you hook her to your back, it seems like you already got extra weight on the front. Oh, boom, boom, boom.
Boom. Ba-ba-booey.
All right. Sister-in-law gets them a drink. And Goth's like, I'll never get to go to Europe now. Sister-in-law's like, husband will never want to go back there anyways. And then she's like, listen, it's just a silly old church group. They don't know anything about dancing. Goth's like, you don't understand. I don't feel well. And sister-in-law's like, oh, flu?
Yeah.
I can't go like, home with the bug.
Like, we literally were all like, when someone you're around someone's like, oh, it's just a cough. Like, you know, I have an itch in the throat. And you're like, fuck off. Get away from me.
Like, I'm itching to shoot you in the face for doing this to me.
Unless you're in a Pittsburgh airport sitting at a bar.
Not for me. I took a bunch of NyQuil and was sleeping in a chair.
Jake was half in, half out, passing out of a chair. I went to a fucking bar and just waited.
Until I got activated for the drive home.
Burn!
Alright. Goth's like, there's something wrong with me. I never told anyone this before. I'm afraid what my people might think. Sister-in-law's like, well, pretend I'm your husband. Tell me what's on your mind. Goth is like, really? Okay.
She
closes her eyes and says,
here we go.
Husband.
Here we go. This... Jake, I want you to... You know what, Josh? Let's give Jake...
I'm gonna shut the fuck up.
Yeah, let's give Jake this moment, because this is a moment.
So she starts it up by going like, husband? And then sister-in-law's like, yeah, I mean, keep going. She's like, I hate you so much for leaving me here, and I hope you die. And sister-in-law's like, yeek. Goth's like, I was curious about other men. I know you don't want to hear about a stranger satisfying your wife, but it was a mistake. That's not even what I was looking for. And then she says, things can't go back after the things I've done. And sister-in-law's like, what have you done there? Goth says, I used to be really into you loving me. I know you're a good person. And I never tried to trifle with your heart. But the truth is, I'm not a good person. Sister-in-law's like, okay, I gotta get out of here. And Goth's like, hold on, husband, hold on. I know I was lucky to have you as my husband. You were from somewhere nice you could return to. And I always wanted to leave the farm. So I hid who I was from you. Then you brought me back to your home, and it was a dream life. But you didn't want it. You just wanted to be on the farm. It made me so angry. How could you be so selfish and cruel? I was even pregnant. Never wanted to be a mother. I was hating the feeling of it inside me like a sickness. And I was happy when it died. One less weight weighing me down here on this farm. Why'd you leave me? I hate feeling like this. You ever feel like that?
Mm.
Probably not. God answers your prayers, never mine.
Mm.
The truth is, I wanted to be a perfect person, just like one of those people on the screen, because I've suffered so much. It'll make up for all the time I've spent suffering. But sometimes I'm so scared that this is it. This is right where I belong. I'm not pretty. Naturally pleasant or funny or smart, and I'm weak. Why? Why wasn't my family like yours? Why couldn't things have been easier for me? I know I've done terrible, awful, murderous things, but I liked how it felt. First, it was just small animals. But German mother and projectionists were a little different. I hurt them so they couldn't hurt me back more. But poor daddy, he didn't deserve it.
Daddy.
Well, German mother meant well. She had a hard life. She just wanted to be safe. I want to be safe too, but I made such a mess of things. I don't know how much I could take. I could turn this into a life for you if you just stay with me. I can be by myself. Can't be by myself. It's just too hard. We can love each other. Till death do us part, if you mean it. It'll be enough. Just you and me. All I want is to be loved. Then she looks up slowly at sister-in-law, and sister-in-law's like...
No, we're going to give you that real quick, buddy. That was great.
Yeah. but
yeah, it's nowhere near as good as she does it. No, it's like the scene of the year, honestly.
Guys, fucking fantastic acting.
Yeah, it's jaw dropping. Like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
I had like a visceral reaction to it. So like, she is a murderer, so I'm not supposed to root for her. But like the part where she's like, why do things seem so easy for you when they feel so hard for me? I'm like, I can't count how many times I've felt like that.
Yeah. Life. Where it's like, it's just so fucking unfair. It's just like,
the things that seem so fucking easy for other people feel like impossible.
Yeah. Yep. It's kind of like how Jake felt earlier when he was talking about the lady that walked down on him in the movie theater.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Why fuck you, Vin? God answers your prayers.
Vin, why do you get to fuck anything you want?
Sister-in-law's like, she waits a couple beats. Like, she doesn't say anything. Yeah. And then she's like, I should get going.
Yeah.
Well, she's look like, at the time.
Yep.
And Goss like, are you frightened of me? And sister-in-law instinctively says no.
No, no, no.
And Goss like, do you think I'm sick?
No.
No.
No, no.
Baby, no. Goss like, well, I'm happy for you for getting the part in the dance group. The sister-in-law's what? Like, no, I didn't. I didn't get the part. She's no. like, dance group? And then Goss like, you don't have to pretend, okay? I don't like lying. And the sister-in-law's like, I didn't get the part, though. I didn't get the part. And she said, don't lie to me! Please.
Please.
Sister-in-law's like, okay, well, thank you. You know, it's going to be swell, Seven Cities and all that.
Yeah.
Nods kind of like angrily.
Yeah, like, yeah, humble brag. Yeah, nice. I like it. Like, just rubbing my fucking face in the salt.
Yeah, yeah.
And Goss like, you get everything you want. You're younger and more blonde.
And you got a huge rag. Sister-in-law
really has to go now.
Yeah, sister-in-law. But before she goes, Mia Goff's like, this is a secret. You're not going to say anything, are you?
She's like, no, she's no, like, no, no.
Actually, no, she doesn't say anything, which I think is great.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's like, well, anywho.
Yeah,
yeah. I gotta go now.
Then she look at that she time. Heads outside being like, I can't wait to tell Mama what that crazy bitch said up in my brother's house.
Yeah, not only that, I'm still angry about the pig.
But as she comes out of the house, she gets a few paces of that Goss behind her. Not walking fast yet, but determinedly.
Yep.
His sister-in-law's like, oh, no.
Yep.
So she starts running, going like, help! Help! Because Goth calmly picks up an axe. Then just walk. She's like speed walking behind her, and sister-in-law trips on a divot. She's like, please, no, I won't tell anyone. I'll do anything you want. And Goth's like, it's not about what I want. It's about making the best of what I have. Axe to your face.
So at least she took like one phrase from her mother that, you know, that she agreed upon.
Goth heads down to the basement. Then she lies down with burnt up German mother. Then she combs her hair as she remembers her mom singing a German song. Then she chops up the bodies and tosses them to the gator.
Alley-oop!
Which is crazy, like little like smash cut like scene of her just chopping up the limbs. So I was like, oh my fuck.
Then one little quick shot of a goat licking the blood off her hand.
Man, she threw that gator an alley-oop like he was in the final four.
I was going to say, she is Steve Nash and he is Amari Stoudemire.
Yeah, yeah. Chris Paul, Blake Griffin.
She sets the table. She sets the table and wheels her dad's dead body to it, and then sets up her dead mom, too. Then she sets it with the rotting pig. Then she says grace and crosses herself with her bloody hand. Fade to black. Truck is driving up the farm with a bunch of soldiers in the back. The husband runs to the door excitedly, calls out for Goth. He comes in on quite a scene.
Josh, you want...
Goss like, I'm so happy to see you, and then gives him a pained smile. The camera stays on her pained face for all of the credits.
Yeah, and I'm talking like maybe 5 whole minutes of her like holding the smile, but then like aggressively going deep into it, and then she starts like shedding tears while
God, dude.
It's like someone like held up a horrifying funhouse mirror to the end of Call Me by Your Name.
It is my favorite. It was my favorite like end credit like scene. I can't even think of my last favorite one like that. It was so fucking creepy.
Even when like the camera starts like kind of fading into her in. like a circle, it does it slow.
Yeah,
like it's almost like, oh my god, take her face off the screen. Like god.
It gets to that point. The vignette coming in just feels so, like, just fucking get her off the screen already. It's just so.
I mean, like, it works thematically because it's like her getting like closed into this life she doesn't want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But like, even so just like the
trying
tears.
To put a brave face on it while like looking like freaked out.
Yeah, and like the tears coming down, it's like you can almost imagine like she's just trying to pretend to be fucking happy for him. Like, just.
Yeah, that he's home, but it's more or less like the damage is done.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy. Oh, I love that. I love
She'll
that.
She'll never go to Europe now. No. Nope. And gentlemen, it's over.
It's over.
All right, Josh. You selected the movie this week. It falls upon you to ask us the eternal question. Please proceed.
So, Jake and Vin, did I scare you?
Vinny, you first.
No,
it's not scary.
So a follow-up question.
It was
Jake and Vin.
Yes.
Did I delight you?
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I love this movie. This was my second favorite movie of last year.
Yep. Yeah, it was super good. A lot of people, because these movies came out so closely with each other, and they are, you know, a prequel to sequel. I'm going to be on the side of thinking that I liked Pearl a little more than X.
I like Pearl a great deal more than X. I had some issues with X. I think Pearl is a much stronger film. And it's just, I don't know, I found it a lot more interesting.
Yeah, I think X is a little more formulaic, right? I mean, like, it definitely pays homage to a lot of like slasher type movies, but with a weird twist like here and there, like with the old people and the house and such. But this one was just it's unique, and there's a lot of isolation to it, and what more or less unchecked mental health can do. And you know what, I think this movie encapsulates a lot of what a lot of people probably went through mentally through the pandemic.
I can see the parallels a lot in the movie. And if Ty West, in fact, like you said, Jake was writing this while being in a situation where he probably didn't have a lot of contact with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like, I could see, you can see the themes of what he was probably like thinking about in this movie. And I think, like you guys, I think this is a way stronger movie than X. I think Mia Goff is so much better in this than she was in X, and I think she was great in X as well. But I thought her acting in this was so good. Like, when she's crazy, she's fucking crazy. But then, like, her monologue, it's a long monologue, and she performs the fuck out of it. Like.
Yeah, she goes through a lot of different emotions in it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Because it's, well, I mean, it's a real roller coaster ride of, like, emotions through how she is. Like, when she's very delighted, she's very, like, joyful and kind of silly and that southern drawl that she has. And it's just like, oh, you're so hopeless. But then, like, when she's, like, angry and deranged and, like, rageful, you're kind of like, ooh. Jesus Christ, like, hold on there, lady. But then when she's really sad, you're like, man, I feel really fucking bad for this woman now.
So, like, honestly, like, the closest it gets to being scary is, like, how well she's able to just turn on that happy face when she does the dance.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, Jesus Christ. There's like some point where the projectionist is like, it's difficult to tell who anybody is because everyone puts on masks these days.
Right. Yeah.
And like, that's her whole fucking life. So it's just like, she's just able to throw that on in a second to be like, you won't see like the bitter well of disappointment and hate underneath.
Yeah,
man. This movie's an ogre. It's got layers.
So fucking dumb.
It's not even how the phrase goes to that fucking movie, Vin.
Ogres have layers like onions.
But like onions, they don't say like... They don't say onions are like ogres. They have layers.
Cut them up and they got layers.
Cut them up and they stink.
Anyways.
I'm sure John Lithgow found that out when he cut open the first view.
Yeah, no, this movie's rad as fuck.
I wasn't going to let you get away from this fucking show eventually someday, Vin, and not watch this movie.
I'm sorry. I just got spooked. Like, I don't know if my audio is going to pick this up, but I got a bunch of ravaging fucking coyotes right outside my window.
Oh, fuck.
Damn, Vin. Remember that time we did catch him on mine?
Yeah, it's kind of terrifying, honestly, because there are just so many of them, and you're like...
I don't know what it is about coyotes, but they sound like dogs that died and became ghosts.
Jeez. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's crazy, but it also drives my dog insane. She gets very defensive, and she's like, oh, and it's just like, no, they'll kill you, you fool.
I mean, not like probably not one of them would, but yeah, a bunch of them could.
Yeah, a pack of them.
All right.
They're gone.
Let me start with you. Josh, if you were any character in this movie, who would you be? Josh, I mean, did it scare you and did it delight you?
Did it scare me?
We didn't answer that, really.
No, it didn't really scare me. I have the exact same feeling you. Like, the creepiest things in this movie are just Pearl's just ability to completely change her personality, like whenever, you know, like it's like being a sociopath just like to the fucking max. It's crazy. Did it delight me? I love this movie. It's like, it's one of my favorite movies of last year. I think it's better than its predecessor, and it makes me excited for wherever Ty West is going with this with this trilogy arc that he's planning on doing. So, I was very delighted by it.
Yep. I love Ty West. Whatever he's doing, I'm there from here on out, pretty much. All right, Josh, let's start with you. If you were any character in this movie, who would you be?
I'd be the fucking goose. I'm gonna honk at that bitch. And they're gonna murder like,
You can't tell me where I'm going, bitch. Honk.
Honk. Who you talking to?
Yeah, I could be wherever I want to be.
I'm that goose. I'm probably dead real quick. Mia Goff's going to kill me.
I think, who are you?
Oh, I'm that gator.
All right, why?
You know, you're going to toss some stuff at me? I'll probably eat it. Like, I'm not going to say no.
This is getting looser every week. All right, I'm the German mother because I can't stop criticizing people.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're being like for real.
All right, you're right. You want me to give you the real one?
Yeah.
I'm the blonde sister-in-law.
Because you got huge kids.
I wish. No.
Vin is the projectionist because he's laying pipe all around that town.
I was gonna say I'm the blonde sister-in-law because I can't help but humble brag things on accident. Just can't help myself.
I'm the dad. I was just along for this ride.
Show feet. Man, you got a big old butt in those pantaloons.
All right, What is your gif-able moment?
Oh, it's her smiling at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, that
100%.
120% to yeah.
That, she makes a lot of great faces in this movie. Like, if I was clever enough, I could probably make about 50 gifs from this.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
I mean, like, it's the one thing that her and CM Punk haven't
come. She gives a face to the blonde when she's telling her not to lie that just looks, like, so not impressed.
Yeah.
I know, it's like,
yeah.
Don't lie.
Yeah.
It's just like,
honestly, any like just gif of just her changing facial expressions is like it's perfect.
Yeah. Anytime you don't want someone to come on to you screaming, "I'm married" at the Scarecrow works. Maybe not what she does after.
I'm married.
Like, step off, take it. All right. That's going to do it for Pearl for this week. Vinny, do we have any mail?
We do not.
All right. Well, if people did want to mail us, where could they do so?
You can do so by emailing us at our email at disbypod@gmail.com. That's disbypod@gmail.com. And oh my God, the fucking coyotes are back.
They're probably at the door, Vin. Yep. You're going to have to let them in purge style.
Well, now I'm, like, afraid that if I gotta let... Because I gotta let my dog out soon, and, like, I'm about to check my backyard to make sure they didn't fucking... They're not partying back there.
The problem is your wife let in a rabbit that they were chasing, and now, purge style, they're like, you have interrupted the hunt.
Sir, we'd like the what is ours back now.
You let that disgusting little pig rabbit in while we were in the middle of tearing it to shreds. All right, Vin. Wait, do we do Instagram and Twitter, Vin?
DIS by pod for our Instagram. Did I Scare You Pod is Instagram.
All right, yeah, why not? Please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you. You might want to get on it soon, please. Anyways. I'm just saying.
With the hundreds of thousands of listeners.
It's a 3-year anniversary coming up. We're very excited about it. You just send us a mail before then. I would.
I mean, yeah, it's a pretty special 3-year anniversary coming up.
It is, indeed.
Send us a mail.
Yeah, just saying. You might want to send us a mail.
Stay tuned. Vinny, we're at the point of the week where you select the episode, I should say the movie for next week. What will we be watching next week?
Okay. You know, this is a movie that I think that actually the three of us I talked about at one point. And I'm going to pull the trigger. And I want us to watch The Lost Boys.
The Lost Boys. Okay. 1980-something?
Yeah. Let's go back to doing some stuff with vampires.
Kiefer Sutherland, all right,
time
Corey
to hang
Feldman.
Out. Yeah, the Coreys.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
The Coreys, yep.
Listen, yep. One of those Coreys.
The dad from Gilmore Girls.
That's Ted. Or Bill from Bill and Ted.
Oh, yeah, on. Alex Winter. Okay, I'm like,
yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
The guy from Speed 2 Cruise Control.
Listen, Corey...
Or sleepers, depending on what you like.
Corey Feldman has made a resurge in his career lately. Have you not heard his new rap?
No, I'm talking about Jason Patrick.
Oh, okay. Well, I was talking about Corey Feldman's new rap career.
Don't know, don't care. Vinny, where can we watch The Lost Boys?
Probably on HBO.
You son of a bitch. All right, well, find The Lost Boys wherever you can. I want to thank, as always, Rebel Escape Pod for letting us use their song Monster for our intro and outro. Check them out on Spotify.
Oh, wait, good news,
Josh,
people. I own it on DVD. We're okay.
Josh, I want to thank you for being on the episode again this week. Always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for joining me and Vin.
Thank you guys for always having me. You know, I love you, and this is the most fun I've had for an hour and 30 minutes this week.
Yeah,
and I masturbated four times.
Not for me, because I love the foot. No way. I'd die. On that illustrious note, you've been listening to Did I Scare You? And I have been your host, Jake Albrecht.
And I'm his co-host and America's littlest brother, Vin.
And I'm Josh. And thanks for the ride, fellas.
Thanks for the ride, lady.
Thanks for the ride, lady.
Thanks for the ride, lady.
How you doing, lady? Thanks. Thanks for the ride.
Thanks for the ride, lady.
Thanks for the ride, lady.
Thanks for the ride.
Thanks for the ride, lady.
Thanks for the ride.
Thanks for the ride.
Thanks for the ride, lady.
Step softly. Let me look you in the mirror.